Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we have seen that David was a great king, but we've also seen that Jesus is the greater king. The battles in 2 Samuel chapter 21 remind us of David's first battle, the one against Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. But this time, it isn't just David slaying giants. His men are stepping up, proving that David has raised up warriors who will continue the fight. In the same way, Jesus doesn't just fight for us, but he also fights through us. Where David fought against the Philistines, Jesus fights a greater battle against sin, against death, and the enemy himself. David defeated giants with a sword. Jesus defeated Satan with the word of God and with his life and death and resurrection. David was a lamp to Israel. Jesus is the light of the world. David raised up warriors. Jesus raises up disciples to continue his mission. David was great, but Jesus is infinitely greater. And here's the good news. Jesus has already won the victory for his people. The battles we fight now are fought with the full assurance that the war has already been won. So let me give you 3-2-1 action steps, 3 points of prayer. Lord, thank you for fighting the battle I could never win. Help me to trust in your victory rather than trying to fight in my own strength. And teach me to walk in the confidence of your triumph. 2 people to pray for: Reginald Acuna and his family, our national changemakers in Paraguay, and the Burmese LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Myanmar. 1 last thought. David was a mighty king who won many battles, but Jesus is the eternal king who has won the greatest battle.